What do you call a store where you might go to shop for real special kinds of foods, like cooked meats and...
Delicatessen or whatever you call it.
Okay. And what other kinds of things do people have in the kitchen to heat food when they don't want to bother with the main oven or the main stove?
Oh, they have a Dutch oven.
Do you have to use a stove to use
it? No, just a little Dutch oven that you can turn it over one side, and you bake on one side, you turn it over, and you can fry on the other.
Oh, I get it. And you plug it in the wall?
You just plug it in the wall.
Uh-huh. What else?
You can skillet, electric skillet.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
Let's see. I got one of those little ovens. But it's not one of those micro ovens. It's just a regular little oven.
What kind of
those micro ovens? I don't have one of them.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'd love to have one, but I don't think I would because of electricity.
Yeah.
But I have one of these little medium sized oven that you can put your roast in there and your potatoes and everything and put all everything in there.
Yeah.
And it'll cook itself.
And it's not attached to the stove, right?
And it's not attached. You just plug it in.
Yeah.
But all your stuff there, what you're going to have for supper.
Yeah, that's nice.
And I bake a big roast, and I put my potatoes and my carrots and my onions,
yeah,
whatever I want to put in there.
Mm-hmm.
Put the lid on it and put a little bit of broth in there and let it sim, and it'll cook everything. I won't have to worry about fixing two or three meals.
What do you call a coin-operated self-service place where you have where you wash your clothes?
A wash machine.
This would be
washateria.
Okay, okay. Would you ever call it anything else?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What would you clean a rug with, usually?
Vacuum cleaner.
Okay. And usually there's a little thing that detaches from the vacuum cleaner that you have to either go dump the dirt out of.
Oh, the bag.
Okay. And, have you seen those machines that some people have that makes their trash or their garbage smaller?
Oh, yes. Compact garbage disposal.
What do you put your garbage or your trash in? Big metal, you know.
Garbage cans.
Okay. And in the back of shopping centers, they have these big, tall, square things that
a
truck comes along.
Oh, yes, they're,
They're
called garbage disposals.
Okay, okay. Are cigarettes ever called anything else?
I call them a hair, I wouldn't have them.
Yeah, me either.
They're bad for your health, really.
Okay. What do you call the person, to change the subject, what do you call the person who prepares a dead body for burial?
Autopsy, what do you call it?
Okay.
He
usually runs the...
test and everything.
He's the guy who you know puts it in the casket and they run the funeral and all that stuff.
Oh, funeral home.
Okay,
wait a minute. I know, but I can't think of it right now.
Okay. What do you call the car that you take the body to the
hearse?
Okay. And sometimes people aren't buried in the ground, but they're sort of slid in a drawer in a building.
It's
what do you call the whole building?
Oh, I know what you mean. I know. It's a mausoleum.
Okay. What was that word again?
Mausoleum.
Yeah, okay.
It's where they have drawers.
Yeah.
And then on the outside they got your name and your birth and where you were, name and all that.
Yeah, okay. What would you call a room in the house that was designed to get maximum sunlight?
A sunroom.
Okay. We're at 118. We're going to make it. What would you call an informal room in the house for relaxing and watching TV and stuff?
A living room or den.
Okay. What's the difference between living room and a den?
Well, in the den you can relax. In the room you can do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think a den you could be more relaxed because everybody lands in the living room.
Yeah, yeah. Which one's more formal?
I think living room is.
Okay. What would you call a room that had a toilet and a sink, but no bathtub or shower?